We continue our learning the Ilanishmas Davi Bimanachamus and Hamyakam Rebekah Leo. We're in Beitza Perak Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Mishalchin Kalim Bein Tfurin Bein Sheinon Tfurin. We are permitted to send on Yom Tov a continuation, according to many of Beis Hillel's opinion from the previous Mishnah, where we spoke about sending all types of things, not only food that's already prepared, but behema chayva oaf, etc. You'll have to send clothing, whether they're sewn or not sewn. What could you use non-sewn clothing for? So it's a material that's unsewn, can be used to cover your body. And not only that, vafa pi sheish bem kilayim, even if they have shatnez in them. Now, what's that used for? So the Torah doesn't, not only can't you wear shatnez, lo silbash shatnez, but lo ya'ale alecha. Can't even cover yourself with it. So what would I use clothing, kalim, material for if it's made of kilayim? So and not only that, the chachamim say you can't even sit on kilayim, on shatnez, because I'm afraid some of the material may come up and cover part of your body. But there is an exception if the garment is something that's hard and stiff. That's true, says the Bar Tanur, Klaim Kshem Kushin, Shein Mechamimin. They don't warm you. Mutalishkavalim, you're allowed to lie on them. You're allowed to sit on them and lie on them. So that type of kalim, those type of kilayim, you could send because you could use them. And then the Mishnah says, Vehein Litzorech Hamoed. As long as, why is this so? Because they enhance the enjoyment of Yom Tov. What does it mean? Does it really need to be a Tzorech HaMoed? So most Rishonim, the Halacha assumes no. What it's saying is that as long as, even if you have a gift that has no practical purpose on Yom Tov, it can be sent, because simply sending a present enhances someone's Yom Tov, assuming, as we'll see, it's a gift that's usable the way it is once, even if it's not for Yom Tov, but for after Yom Tov. But then the Mishnah says, Avalo sandal hamasumar. But you're not permitted to send the spiked sandal. Why not? So this you may remember from Asecha Shabbos, that tragic story where Jews were hiding from the enemy because of religious persecution, and they thought the enemy was coming, and they ended up taking off their spiked sandals. The story happened on Shabbos, happened to be, and they ended up killing more of themselves than that of the enemy. And because of that, Chazal made a decree not to wear, since the story took place on Shabbos or Yom Tov, not to wear a sandal hamasumar. So you can't send a sandal hamasumar to someone on Yom Tov. V'lo minol she'eno tafur. Nor can you send a shoe that's not sewn. An unsewn shoe is not usable, and therefore you should not send them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, aflo minol lavan. Rabbi Yehuda says he can't even send a white shoe because in his community no one would wear a white shoe. You'd wait till an artisan would blacken it and then you would wear it. So therefore, since it's not ready, it's not usable the way it is, therefore you can't send it. And now comes the general rule. As we've seen, Zeha Klal, Kol Sheneo Sinbo, anything that you get pleasure from, Yom Tov Mishalchano, so you're allowed to send it on Yom Tov. Now we put the comma in the proper place based on the Gemara on Daf Tezvav. It's not Kol Sheneos and Bob Yom Tov, something you can get enjoyment from on Yom Tov. No, it could be something that I can use on Yom Tov at all. The Gemara gives the example of tefillin. You send tefillin, people don't wear tefillin on Yom Tov. But the mere fact that the Bar Mitzvah boy, let's say, gets his tefillin sent to him on Yom Tov, he's very excited, so he's getting a pleasure from it. The fact that I can't use it, though, nonetheless, there is pleasure. So it's as long as neos min bo, kama, b'yom tov mishachanosar. Not that he can get enjoyment from it, its use on Yom Tov, but we don't say kol shenei osin bo b'yom tov, but rather kol shenei osin bo, you're allowed to send it. That's all, as long as something is complete, it's usable. And therefore, the middle has to be tafur. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the middle has to be black, and it has to be items, and it's the killer. Even the kilayim, I can use it. That can even be used today. That also becomes litzorech hamoed. We begin the second perek of Beitza. This mission is going to discuss the mitzvah of Erev Tavshilin, which is a din d'rabbanan, because on a d'oraisa level, as we'll see, there should be no problem with cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Let's say Yom Tov falls out on Friday. That's the subject of the Mishnah, and we'll see why they instituted the Erev Tavshilin. It says the Mishnah, Yom Tov Shecholios Erev Shabbos, Lo Yivashel Adam Batzchilim Yom Tov L'Shabbos. Yom Tov that falls out on Friday, You're not allowed to cook lechatchila from Yom Tov to Shabbos, having in mind I'm cooking today for tomorrow, from Friday to Shishah Friday, which is Yom Tov to Shabbos, Aval Mavashu leYom Tov. You're allowed to cook for today. If you end up with leftovers, host of the Shabbos, those leftovers will be for Shabbos. So, what's the Mishnah teaching us? That which we know already. I'm going to cook a large pot on Yom Tov, and I can even put a lot of meat in there. I can't put one piece of meat on the fire and then keep adding on single pieces of meat. I have it all in the pot, and then put it all on the fire at the same time. It's one exertion, one tircha, and therefore, the fact that I have leftover for Shabbos, that's okay because I have in mind that I'm cooking today for Yom Tov. If I'm host here, as the Mishnah says, you have leftover, host you the Shabbos. So far, there doesn't seem to be any need for an Erev Tavshilin. And then yet the Mishnah says, V'oseh Tavshil may Erev Yom Tov v'somech chalav l'Shabbos, but you have to make a special food on the Erev Yom Tov, which is Thursday, and you're going to rely on that in order to cook from Friday to Shabbos. Have to see why. That's the famous Erev Tavshilin. So we'll finish the Mishnah, and then we'll discuss the specifics of it. Beishamayor Mishnei Tavshilin. What do you have to prepare in advance? You need to prepare two cooked foods. Veisil Orim Tavshil Echad. One cooked food is acceptable. According to some opinions, let's say I'm going to be preparing baked food. So maybe you need to add a baked item. So therefore, the minhag is to try to have a cooked and a baked item, but lechatchila, a cooked item alone is sufficient. V'shavin b'dagu beitz hashalav, but both agree, b'sham b'silel, that if you have a fish that you cooked, and there's egg on top of it cooked, shein shnei tafshilin, that has the status of two cooked foods as well. Ay, achalo osha avad, let's say the erev tafshilin was eaten, or it was lost, and now it's Friday. You need to cook for Shabbos, but the Erev's not around. Lo yivash alav batchila. You're not allowed to rely on that. There's no Erev Tavshilin. You can't cook anymore. You can't cook for Shabbos now. Vimshir mimenu kolshu, but for a little bit was left over. Some of it was eaten. Some of it was lost. But there's at least, as the Gemara assumes, a kazayas left. Kolshu, who is not to be taken literally. Need a kazayas. Then somech alav l'Shabbos. Then you're allowed to cook with relying on that little bit of Erev Tavshilin that's left for Shabbos. Okay, so we have to understand that an Erev Tavshilin, some Takana Durabanan, some rabbinic institution is not going to allow an Isser de Oraisa to take place. So there's clearly no Isser de Oraisa when I cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. The question is, why not? So one opinion is that opinion of Rav Chista, where when you're cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos, so that's not a problem at all, because Tzorche Shabbos Nasim b'Yom Tov. He holds that Shabbos is treated like Yom Tov. So the same way I'm allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Yom Tov, I can really cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, because Shabbos has the same status. To cook from Yom Tov for a weekday, that would be an Issur d'Oraisa. That's serious. That's not allowed. You're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Yom Tov. Can't cook from Yom Tov for a weekday, but Shabbos is like Yom Tov. Rabbis of the opinion know that cooking from Yom Tov to a weekday is also not a problem. Why? Because anytime I'm cooking from Yom Tov to a weekday, I'm really cooking for today. Why? Because I could always argue that Hoil u'mikalale orchin chazile, since guests may come, and therefore the food that I'm cooking today is really ra'uy for today and not for tomorrow. Therefore, if guests end up not coming, it's acceptable as well. And therefore, you don't really ever violate a Torah prohibition when you cook from Yom Tov even to Chol, according to Rabba. What's the nafka mina between, practical difference between Rabba and Rav Chista? Well, can I cook with, let's say, a half hour left to Yom Tov? It's Friday. I'm cooking for Shabbos. So can I cook an hour before, a half hour before? So according to Rav Chista, sure, Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yantif. I'm cooking for Shabbos. It's like cooking for today. According to Rabba, not true. And the only reason I'm allowed to cook for today is the same for I'm allowed to cook for Shabbos because I'm really cooking for today. The same way I'm allowed to cook on Yom Tov, even though tomorrow's a weekday, because I can argue maybe guests are going to come. That argument only works if there's enough time for guests to come. But that excuse is lost at some point very, very close to Shabbos. That's why we recommend, based on Rabba's reasoning, to try to do the cooking a little bit earlier in the day. Mishnah Berurah says we should have been having mincha earlier that day. So those who were doing the cooking recognize that when the people go for mincha, they know that they have to stop the cooking. So all of that tells us that I don't see why I need to have shulin at all. When I cook from Yom Tov, from Friday to Shabbos, I'm either taking care of because I'm cooking for guests, potentially, or because I'm allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Ah, so the Gemara therefore says, on Daf Tes, Rav and Beis, two reasons why the Chachamim instituted Erev Tashlin. One is that of Rava. Rava says the Erev Tashlin was there for the honor, in order to give honor to Shabbos. How so? Well, when Yom Tov comes, we often forget about Shabbos. And we want a person to set aside food that is appropriate for Shabbos. Shouldn't be like leftovers. So what a person does even before Yom Tov begins on that Thursday, as you're preparing for Yom Tov, you prepare a special dish for Yom Tov, for Shabbos rather, and in that way Shabbos is not forgotten. So that's the purpose of Erev Tashlin. Erev Tashlin is there in order to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. You have to remember Shabbos by making this special dish. And if you don't, that I'm not going to allow you to do any of this cooking on Yom Tov. I want you to remember Shabbos in advance. And others say no. Rav Ashi says that the mitzvah of Erev Tashlin was there in order to remember Yom Tov, the Kedusha of Yom Tov. People, Shabbos usually has greater Kedusha. And in order that way, what do we show? That even preparations for Shabbos can't be done on Yom Tov unless you begin the preparations, at least symbolically, before the holiday starts. So this way people realize if this is true, covered Yom Tov, aha, if it means that even preparations for Shabbos could only be done when? On Yom Tov, if I prepared before. Ooh, so then people realize, you know, we'll never be able to cook on Yom Tov for a weekday. Meaning, if I don't give this preparation in advance, people are going to take Yom Tov lightly and think they can cook from Yom Tov to a weekday. So by showing that I can't even cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos without this preparation, people will learn a kavachomer that they can't cook from Yom Tov for a weekday. So there I read from the Bar Tanura. He says the following. What's this? Based on Ista Amri, time of the high tafshil me'erev Yom Tov mishum kavod Shabbos hu. Shemitoch, Shema'arev Yom Tov, me'erev Yom Tov zocher Shabbos, the fact that I remember Shabbos on Erev Yom Tov, Yirur mana yafel Shabbos. I remember to find, to choose, select a good portion of food for Shabbos. V'lo yishkach Shabbos mishum tirdas Yom Tov. So I don't forget Shabbos because of the preoccupation with Yom Tov. This the Amri and those they know mishum kvod Yom Tov hu. Ah, how so? Kedisha yiru she'ein ofin b'yom Tov l'Shabbos. Elim kein hiskel mibod yom. You'll see that I can't bake or cook from Yom Tov that Friday to Shabbos unless I started the preparation for Shabbos in advance. De b'yom Tov ein o el gomer. All I'm doing is completing that Shabbos preparation on Yom Tov. So if I can't even cook l'chatzchila, the whole meal for Shabbos on Yom Tov, kal v'chomer m'yom Tov l'chol. I certainly can't cook from Yom Tov. If I can't even cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, the whole thing, I certainly can't, without that prep in advance, I certainly can't cook from Yom Tov to l'chol. De l'gamri ein osham v'ashlim. Therefore, that will show, that will remind us of the kavod Yom Tov, that I cook for Yom Tov only and not for a weekday. We make brachas on Erev Tavshilin like we make a bracha on Erev Chatzeros. And we do this, can be done through Zechiah, says the Bar Tanur Mitzarech, Lezakos Al Yedei Acher. You need someone who's going to be Zocha. That's based on the principle of Zoch and La'adam Shelo Befanov. You can do something advantageous to someone, even not in their presence. That's what we normally do. It's ideal that not the Balabais picks up the item, that you have maybe a neighbor pick up the item. We're supposed to have another representative than the owner himself. Maybe the owner's wife, maybe Ishto Kagufo is not good, maybe a child. That may not be acceptable either. Ideal to have someone else, and that person is Zoche for the family and for everyone else as well. This way, everyone can rely on the Eruv. And it works. Afila Shalom Idatan. Zach and Adam, shalom b'fanav.